各位弟兄姊妹早晨。
Good morning, brothers and sisters。
因為咧星期三咧先至喺香港翻嚟，咁咧依幾晚咧瞓得都係麻麻地，所以把聲咧就有啲沙，希望大家咧即係唔好怪。
I just came back a few days ago, and my voice is still not very good because I'm still not getting good sleep. So please forgive me for that.
每一次翻嚟眾恩堂咧，都有一種咧好特別嘅感覺嘅。
Every time I come back to Pacific Grace, I have a very special feeling。
好似翻到屋企咁樣，好温馨，亦都咧見到一班家人咁樣。
It is like going back home, very warm, and see family members。
特別咧，好多人咧即係見到我嘅時候咧，就話：哎呀，瘦咗啲喎你咁樣。
And then many people came to me and say, "Oh, you've lost weight."
在這裡再一次多謝大家，就是在我在一月的時候有一個腸的手術來到去為我來到祈禱。
I would like to thank everyone here to pray for me while I was having a surgery of the intestines.
在去年11月的時候發覺大便有點血。
I discovered I have blood in my stool in last November.
咁咧就去見一見醫生，咁醫生咧就係最初咧以為係痔瘡。
I saw the doctor. What is 痔瘡 ？Sorry.
Hemorrhoid.
但係咧經過好多嘅檢查之後咧，就發覺咧原來咧就唔係痔瘡，而反而咧係一個嘅腸癌。
After examinations, it turns out to be a colon cancer.
咁咧就喺年初四咧就喺一間醫院嗰度咧嚟到去做手術。
So it was the fourth day of the Lunar New Year when I had the surgery in the hospital。
喺證實係腸癌到做手術咧，都係大概咧係個零禮拜咁上下，都係好感恩嘅。
So from affirming my cancer to doing the surgery was just four months. Less than two weeks. So I was very thankful.
好快咧揾到一位好好嘅醫生。
So I found a very good doctor very quickly。
呢位基督徒嘅醫生咧就係咧係甚至咧係唔收我錢嘅嚟到去甚至幫我俾埋呢個 CT scan 嘅錢啊，應該咁講。
This Christian doctor didn't charge me, but actually paid for my CT scan。
然後咧，另外一位嘅醫生咧係幫我開刀。
And another doctor operated on me.
喺三日頭尾四日咧，咁我就可以出院啦。
So it was only four days staying in the hospital, and I can leave.
喺一啲嘅組織嘅檢查嗰度咧，即係割咗嗰個嘅即係腫瘤出嚟，然後檢查周圍嘅組織咧，發覺咧即係冇擴散。
After taking the tumor out and examining the tissues around it, there is no spreading.
亦都冇乜需要再跟進，譬如化療或者電療。
And there is no need to follow up with chemo and other therapies.
醫生咧都冇叫我咩嘢唔可以食。
And the doctor didn't say I have to refrain from eating any food.
咁所以咧就即係到而家咁都係咧，即係只係去覆診咁樣啫。
So now I just have to go back to the doctor for a checkup.
瘦就瘦咗啲，有時咧精神咧亦都唔係咁好似以前咁飽滿啊，或者咧係有時會容易啲攰，但係咧身體各方面咧都係回復正常。
Yes, indeed, I lost weight and not as energetic as before, but everything is normal.
所以好多謝大家，你哋嘅代禱，我相信咧係你哋嘅代禱一路嘅嚟到支持我，以致我咧能夠喺康復過程當中咧，即係滿有主自己嘅恩典。
So, I thank everyone who prayed for me, and I believe that it is your prayer that the Lord has heard and give me all this grace.
好感謝神嘅喺過往依四十幾年嘅裏邊。
I thank God for the last 40-some years.
神一路嘅嚟到帶領眾恩堂。
God has been leading Pacific Grace.
四十年前咁上下，一班嘅西人教會嘅牧者、傳道人。
40 years ago, Western pastors and pastors
弟兄姊妹佢哋都係咧好有心嚟到喺1587呢個 Francis 街咧嚟到設立呢一個嘅眾恩堂啊，呢個中文嘅眾恩堂。
Other brothers and sisters had this heart to set up the Chinese department in 1857 Francis Street.
30年前咧，眾恩堂咧係可以自立。
30 years ago, Pacific Grace, the Chinese department became independent.
今年咧係一個好特別嘅日子，因為咧係可以咧喺一個新嘅地方嚇嚟到去慶祝呢一個嘅呢一個自立嘅時間。
This year is very special because we are celebrating the 30 years of independence in a new place.
當然呢個地方搬咗入嚟咧都唔算係好新㗎啦，咁但係咧都可以話。離開呢一個嘅即係原有嗰個地方，嚟到一個新嘅地方嚟到去慶祝。
Now, it's not very new now, but it's still good to move in here and celebrate.
當我思想咧，今日同大家咧要分享啲咩嘅時候咧，三同埋十咧就係即係喺我嘅腦海裏邊嚟到出現。
So when I was thinking what to share with you, the numbers 3 and 10 keep coming up in my mind.
用中文呢就是希望用七個字一句呢咁嚟到作為一個標題。
So in Chinese, I like to set my titles with seven words.
咁當然啦，即係呢啲嘅標題呢當然都唔係出自我嘅手筆㗎啦，都係呢師母嘅手筆㗎啦。
So I didn't come up with these, it was Mrs. Chan.
我其實即係未出母胎咧，就已經喺教會裏邊噶啦。
I wasn't even born when I first came to church.
裏邊有好多好多唔同嘅經歷喺唔同嘅教會裏邊。
I had many experiences in the church.
不過喺過往五十幾年裏邊咧，喺眾恩堂咧嘅時間咧，可以話係最長嘅。
In the last 50 some years, I spent most of my time in Pacific Grace.
所以咧，體會亦都可以話係最深。
So, my feelings were deepest in Pacific Grace.
我自己嘅祈禱係希望咧，喺主耶穌基督未翻嚟之前。
My prayer is that before Jesus Christ comes back.
如果仲有三十年。
If there are 30 more years.
或者仲有唔知幾多年，眾恩堂點樣嘅嚟到向前行咧
？Or however many years for Pacific Grace to go forward.
我希望咧，即係第一，首先咧，同大家咧數算一下眾恩堂過往依三十年裏邊最得閒到有三方面好值得感恩嘅地方。
First, I'd like to look back and point out three items to thank God for in the last 3 years.
然後藉著咧安提柯嘅教會咧，睇佢哋嗰個嘅模式，佢哋嗰個嘅模範，然後睇下咧喺十方面，我哋應該點樣繼續嚟到向前行。
And then through the model of the Antioch Church, we look at 10 directions or aspects that we may be remaining faithful to the Lord.
我們首先看看第一。
The first one.
眾恩堂的原址呢是在一個呢很基層的人士的地區裡面來到建立的。
So Pacific Grace was located in an area where it's a mostly working class people.
最初咧，弟兄姊妹咧，佢哋都係嚟自依一個咁樣嘅地區。
Many brothers and sisters were from that community.
生活咧都係好朴素、好朴實嘅。
They led simple lives.
但係漸漸一啲嘅學生嚟到，漸漸依個移民嚟到。
But then students came, immigrants came.
然後隨著社會嘅繁榮。
And then the society became prosperous.
下一代更加接受有良好嘅教育。
And the second generation received very good education.
好多弟兄姊妹嘅生活嘅質素不斷嘅改變。
Many brothers and sisters improved in the living.
從基層咧一路咧去到中產嘅階級。
So from grassroots to middle class.
但係雖然係咁樣，眾恩堂咧都係一個咧好樸實嘅教會。
Still, Pacific Grace is a very simple church.
我哋唔係咧有好多嚇，或者有一啲啦嚇，好有錢嘅人。
We don't have many rich people.
但係咧，我哋嘅弟兄姊妹咧，大家咧好和諧。
But we are very harmonious.
我哋嘅執事眾員有好多唔同嘅睇法同埋意見觀點。
Even though our deacons and brothers and sisters have many different perspectives on things.
但喺我自己嗰個經驗裏邊，從未有過咧好激烈嘅爭拗嘅。
From my experience, there were never very vehement fights.
我哋都係好和諧共事嘅。
We served in harmony.
我記得咧，黃卓雄牧師，即係我之前嘅主任牧師。
I remember Reverend Wong, the senior pastor before me.
曾經咁樣講。
He said this.
佢好客氣咁話。佢話咧，即係唔知係咪神咧，即係知道我咧唔係好曉得點樣嘅嚟到去排爛糾紛啊，所以咧我喺眾恩堂咧。即係侍奉嘅時候，一班嘅執事咧，個個都係好和諧嘅。依一句説話咧，我相信咧，我都可以咁講。
So, he said humbly, maybe God knows I don't know how to deal with conflicts, so he gave me deacons who worked very harmoniously, and I think I can say the same thing.
當到教會一路嘅嚟到向前嘅時候，嗰個事工越嚟越複雜嘅時候，一定有好多唔同弟兄姊妹有唔同嘅要求。
As the church moves forward and the ministry gets more and more complex, then there are different demands from brothers and sisters.
但我亦都相信咧，即係依一種嘅和諧會繼續喺眾恩堂裏邊嚟到去彰顯嘅。
But I believe that this harmony will be displayed in Pursuit Grace.
服侍眾恩堂嘅弟兄姊妹、教會嘅領袖都係好委身嘅領袖。
All the leaders serving in this church. Are very dedicated servants.
我喺佢哋身上邊學到好多嘅功課。
I learned many lessons from them.
當我哋一齊嘅嚟到順服於領袖嘅時候，教會就不斷嘅嚟到去增長向前。
So, as I learn and serve with them, then the church grows and moves forward.
係一個好樸實、好和諧嘅一個咁嘅羣體。
It is a very simple and adorned. Community.
不單止係咁樣，第二方面咧，依、这個羣體咧亦都好委身，甚至咧係不斷嘅嚟到去願意奉獻金錢嘅一班嘅羣體。
But this is also a very dedicated, devoted, and willing to offer money a community like.
正如我頭先講，弟兄姊妹當中唔係話有好多咧大嘅富翁。
Like I said, there are not many rich people among.
但教會嘅弟兄姊妹咧，係盡力嘅嚟到去奉獻嘅。
But they gave a lot.
我哋喺依一個嘅1995年嘅時候咧，係可以話第二次嘅植託。
In 1995, it was our second church planting.
我哋買咗而家南塘嘅嗰個地方。
We bought the location at the South Vancouver Pacific Grace.
嗰陣時咧，我哋係咧一堂兩子咁樣嘅模式嚟到去運作。
So we operated as one church in two sites.
喺三年喺我哋未各自獨立嘅時候，一班弟兄姊妹或者兩個堂子嘅弟兄姊妹嚟到去努力嘅奉獻，嚟到減低將來嗰間教會嗰個嘅單嗰個嘅按每個月嘅供款。
So in the 3 years. We operate this way. Brothers and sisters gave and offered much to help reduce the burden for the mortgage and reduce the monthly payments.
我哋冇分嘅。
We didn't really separate into the two groups.
雖然一班弟兄姊妹仍然喺翻依一個嘅舊堂嗰度聚會，但係仍然嘅嚟到去奉獻去支持嗰個嘅工作。
Even though brothers and sisters gather to worship in the old or new site, they still give.
我哋買依間堂子嘅時候，弟兄姊妹都係好努力嘅奉獻。
So when we bought the church location building, then brothers and sisters gave very much.
憑信心嘅嚟到去擺上，犧牲嘅嚟到擺上。
They gave sacrificially and with faith.
我哋好為依一個嚟到感恩，其實唔單止係奉獻，更加咧佢哋奉獻，唔單止奉獻金錢，佢哋更加咧，我哋每一位弟兄姊妹咧，都係擺上好多嘅精神力量。
We're thankful not just for their offering of money, but also for their offering their hearts and all their efforts.
委身嘅擺上。
a very dedicated service.
第三方面我感恩的。
The third one, third for, to praise for.
在差傳在直堂方面。
In missions and church planting.
在二十幾年前有機會第一次去委內瑞拉來到去安排莊建牧師去那個地方宣教。
We had an opportunity to arrange for Pastor Zhong to go to Venezuela to do missions work, plant a church 20 some years ago.
當時整間教會同心的來到去差遣他出去。
Back then, the whole church supported him and sent him out.
差不多同時間，全間教會都同心的差遣幾十個弟兄姊妹出去依一個嘅本拿比來到直堂。
Also at the same time, we sent out several dozen brothers and sisters to Burnaby for a new church plant.
同心嘅嚟差遣一班嘅弟兄姊妹喺南堂嗰度嚟到直堂。
We also sent out brothers and sisters to South PG to do church plant in Unity.
同心嘅差遣許道宏牧師去西北灣嗰度直堂。
And also sent out Reverend Hui to West Vancouver to do a church plant in Unity.
以後仲有好多嘅弟兄姊妹跟住嚟到出去，譬如好似羅素清姊妹，甚至到阿伊仁弟兄。
And also we sent out Sue and we'll be sending Ian.
我哋將個最好嘅差出去。
We are sending our best out.
我哋留喺依度嘅都係最好嘅。
And just saying that the ones who say are also the best.
我哋為依一個我哋感恩。
For these, we are thankful.
我哋唔會話，哎呀，我哋好吝嗇啊！我哋唔想邊個出去，唔係嘅。邊個弟兄姊妹佢哋有咁嘅負擔出去嘅時候，我哋開開心心嘅、樂意嘅嚟到去成全神喺佢身上邊嘅帶領。
We're not stingy and want to keep the best of among us to be here, but we're very glad to send them out.
最得閒到我哋睇翻依三十年嘅時候，依三方面好值得我哋感恩嘅。
At least in the last 30 years, these are the three things we want to be thankful for.
當然，如果俾大家啲時間嘅時候，我相信除咗依三樣嘢，仲有好多大家可以感恩嘅地方。
If I give you more time, there are of course many, many more things to be thankful and praise for.
另外一方面，我哋睇，既然我哋有咁多值得感恩嘅地方，既然神一路嘅嚟到帶領我哋喺將來嘅日子裏邊，我哋應該點樣嘅嚟到服侍佢呢？
So as we count the blessings and how many things we can thank God for, then how should we move forward? How should we be led by God in the future?
使徒行傳十一章同埋十三章咧，係記載咧一間嘅教會嘅成立。
So in Acts chapters 11 and 13, we see how a church is established.
依間教會咧可以話係一間個模範嘅教會。
This is a model church。
依間教會咧好值得我哋咧，即係喺未來嘅日子裏邊嚟到去學校。
This is a church that we should learn from。
依間係安提柯嘅教會。
This is the church of Antioch。
我哋試下睇下咧，依間教會喺最得閒到喺十方面嚇，我哋應該點樣嘅嚟到去學校。
So there are at least 10 different things we can learn from this church.
願意咧，依十方面能夠成為我哋咧將來嘅日子嘅一啲嘅方向。
So may these 10 directions be what be our directions to serve God as well.
第一，依間教會咧，佢成立嘅時候係因為咧係好多人咧係離開依一個嘅耶路撒冷，周圍嘅嚟到去避難，然後去到安提柯嘅地方嚟到成立依間教會嘅。
So first, it was believers who were running away from persecution in Jerusalem, so that they brought the gospel with them and built churches.
我相信除咗喺依度出世嘅一班嘅土生土长嘅弟兄姊妹之外咧，大部分喺度嘅都系移民嚟嘅。
I believe most of us, except for us, the locally born here, are immigrants.
我哋當然而家我哋係依個地好多都係依一個國家嘅公民，但係我哋最初嘅時候都係移民嚟依個地方。
Many of us are citizens of this country now, but first we came as immigrants.
我哋因著唔同嘅原因嚟到依個地方生活。
There are many different reasons for us to come here to live.
我哋就喺度落地生根，就喺度成長，喺度嚟到去參加教會。
This became a home, and we go to church here.
當你一路喺教會成長嘅時候，教會有啲咩嘅轉變呢
？So as we grow in the church, what are some changes in the church？
舊年咧喺香港嘅教會做咗咁嘅調查。
Last year, among Hong Kong churches, there is this survey.
喺1250間嘅教會裏邊咧，調查咧就係、大部分咧有啲中型嘅教會，好似眾恩堂咁樣嘅。
They surveyed 1,250 churches the size of PG.
唔單止係大部分嘅中型教會，甚至到咧大部分嘅教會咧，可以用四個中字嚟到形容。
Not just that they're mid-sized churches, but they are also middle in four ways.
中年啦、中女啦、中興咧同埋中產。
So they are mid-aged. They are mid-aged women and have a revival in the middle and also a middle class.
Very good translation, huh? 個意思係咩咧？香港嘅教會越嚟越係中年化。
So the implication is that the churches in Hong Kong are becoming more and more mid-aged.
越嚟越中產。
More and more middle class.
越嚟越多女士。
And more women.
越嚟咧越少講直堂，但係咧都係講點樣去擴堂嘅。
And they talk less and less about church planting, but just more and more about expanding their current existing church.
俾香港嘅教會一個好大嘅提醒。
It's a great reminder for the Hong Kong church.
會唔會過分嘅嚟到去注重自己嘅舒服，而忽略咗周圍整個社會嘅嗰個需要咧？
Are they focusing too much on their own comfort and neglecting the needs of the society?
會唔會扎根扎得太深咧？
Are they having roots that are too deep?
過分嘅嚟到注重自己嘅嗰個嘅安舒，忽略咗世界社會周圍仲有更多嘅需要咧。
Do they emphasize too much on their own comfort and ignore the needs of the world?
我哋唔好忘記我哋嘅根。
Don't forget our roots.
唔好忘記，無論喺乜嘢境況裏邊，我哋都要堅持使命。
Don't forget that in whatever circumstances, we need to persist in our mission.
唔好扎根喺個世界太深。
Don't grow our roots too deeply in the world.
第二方面。
The second aspect.
依間教會最初只係向猶太人嚟到傳福音。
At first, this church only preached to the Jews.
後來他們向希利利人來傳福音。
Then they also brought the gospel to Hellenistic.
他們願意擴展他們傳福音的對象。
They're expanding their targets for their gospel subject.
希利利人當時是一邊是外邦人。
The Hellenists were Gentiles.
他們不被猶太人所關心的。
The Jews don't care about them.
甚至咧係俾佢哋嚟到憎惡嘅。
And even Jews hated them.
可以話係啲弱勢社群嚟嘅。
They're a minority.
我哋今日教會對弱勢社群嘅關心有幾多咧
？So how much do we care about minority groups?
香港立法會咧有一位嘅議員啊。
There's a member of the Legislative Council in Hong Kong.
他連續九年咧，每一次都係喺立法會開會嘅時候咧，就係提出為傷殘人士嚟到爭取交通津貼嘅依一個動議。雖然每一次都遭到否決。
So even he insisted on bringing up the issue of giving subsidy for the disabled for 9 years, even though he got rejected every time.
但係每一年年復一年咧，佢都咁提出。
But every year he still raised this concern.
弟兄姊妹，我哋唔好忘記嗰啲弱勢嘅社群。
Brothers and sisters, don't forget the minority among us.
嗰啲我哋需要關心嘅人。
those that we need to care for.
甚至或者在文化上面遭受忽略的人，被憎恨的人。
Even those who are culturally ignored or hated.
好像昔日猶太人對待希利尼人一樣。
Just like how the Jews dealt with the Greeks.
仍然向他們傳講福音。
But then they still preach to these Hellenes or Greeks.
不要忘記這些人。
Don't forget these people.
不要因為我們漸漸中產
了。Don't just because we are getting more and more middle class now.
中興了。
We are getting good life.
忘記這些東西。
And we forget about these things.
第三方面。
The third one.
使徒行傳第十一章二十到廿一節，佢哋係傳講邊個咧？傳講主耶穌。
So, in verses 20 and 21, it says they are preaching the Lord Jesus.
我喺建道神學院裏邊侍奉。
I'm serving in the Alliance Bible Seminary.
每逢咧秋季咧，有十個星期，我哋都聽到唔同嘅見證。
Every fall, we get to hear a lot of testimonies.
好多都係啲啱啱入嚟第一年。嘅新生見證。
Many of them were new students coming here and sharing the testimonies.
其中有一位嘅同學咧，喺舊年嘅秋季咧講個見證咧，我覺得好有意思。
One of the students shared his testimonies, which I find to be very meaningful.
佢未讀依一個神學嘅時候咧，佢係一位救護員嚟嘅。
Before he came to study theology, he was a paramedic.
他說在救護車上面見過很多不同的傷者，有些是燒傷的，有些是自殘的，甚至有些是跳樓的。
He saw all kinds of people who were hurt, burned patients, those who hurt themselves, even those who jumped off a roof.
當他即救回他們的時候，當他們醒回的時候，
When he saved them and when they get up.
對不起啊。佢話十居其九咧，依啲嘅傷者都會同佢講一句説話。
Nine out of ten of them will say this to him.
佢話你依次救到我，但係下次你未必救到我啦。
This time you saved me, but next time maybe you can't.
佢聽到佢説話嘅時候好心酸。
So he heard this and he felt really bad.
就係因為依句説話，佢知道雖然救人嘅生命好重要。
So because of this, he realized that it's important to save lives.
但係唔係最重要，因為唔知救唔救到佢第二次。
But it is not the most important because you don't know if you can save them the second time.
於是佢就決定去做傳道人。
So he decided to be a pastor.
傳講個純正嘅福音耶穌嘅道理。
To preach the pure message of the Lord Jesus.
今日我哋可以幫好多唔同嘅人，但係最重要嘅幫助係將到主耶穌基督介紹俾佢哋認識。
Today, the most important help is for us to can bring to other people is to lead them to Christ.
第四方面。
The fourth direction.
喺度講到咧，係教會咧打發巴拿巴出去。
It talks about how the church is sending Barnabas out.
喺耶路撒冷嘅教會打發巴拿巴出去，去到安提亞。
They sent them from Jerusalem to Antioch.
點解咧？因為安提亞需要外援。
It's because Antioch needed foreign help.
從耶路撒冷嘅教會嘅角度嚟睇，係差派外援出去。
From the perspective of the Jerusalem church, they're sending foreign help to Antioch.
巴拿巴喺耶路撒冷教會咧，又出錢又出力。
In Jerusalem, in the Jerusalem church, Barnabas gave his money and his strength.
但耶路撒冷教會願意差派巴拿巴出去。
But the Jerusalem church was willing to send Barnabas out.
因為機會喺嗰度。
Because the opportunity is there.
嗰個機會好大啊。
It was a great opportunity.
而且一個非常重要嘅機會。
A very important opportunity.
我喺香港過往呢四年。
So, in the last four years in Hong Kong.
睇到有機會向中國。嚟到去做一啲嘅神學教育嘅工作，向中國嚟到做傳福音嘅工作，個機會實在好大。
I see that a great opportunity to go to mainland China to serve and preach the gospel。
中國的崛起，我相信不需要在這裡再講什麼了。
The rise of China, we don't even need to mention about it.
雖然李娜輸了這個溫布爾頓，但是即在這個法網那裡第一位的中國籍的球員可以拿到這個所謂大滿貫其中一個的獎項，我相信我們都可以很自豪的作為中國人。
So even though Lina lost in Wimbledon, she was the first Chinese to have won a Grand Slam, so that the Chinese can be very proud of themselves.
在熟齡方面，其實中國是一個很大很大的機會俾我哋嚟到去幫助。
Spiritually speaking, China is a great opportunity for us to help them.
劍道神學院今年咧嘅畢業禮咧有102人畢業。
In the Alliance Bible Seminary, there are 102 students graduating.
第一次咧係有20位嘅同學咧係普通話嘅，即係呢一個嘅教牧學碩士嘅畢業。
It was the first time we have.20 students who speak Mandarin and taking the pastoral ministry degree.
他們來自中國不同的省份。
They came from different provinces in China.
不同的教會。
Different churches.
過往這兩三年的裡面，我們有機會就是來到去訓練他們。他們已經是傳道人了。
In the last two or three years, we had the opportunity to train them. They are already preachers, pastors.
能夠有機會咧，俾佢一個更正統嘅一個嘅神學嘅訓練。
We had the opportunity to give them a more formal theological education.
我哋唔知道嗰個機會有幾耐。
We don't know how long this opportunity may last.
但係個機會好大。
But this is a great opportunity.
你哋差派羅素清姊妹，或者我哋差派羅素清姊妹。
We send out Sister Sue among us.
回到香港，
go back to Hong Kong，
成為一個嘅外援，
as a foreign help，
因為嗰度嘅機會好大，可以喺對中國有一個好大嘅影響。
Because she can be a great influence to China。
就正如巴拿巴被耶路撒冷教會差派去到安提亞嗰度。
It's just like how Barnabas was sent by the Jerusalem Church to Antioch。
然後當到巴拿巴去到嘅時候
，and when Barnabas went there。
他知道掃羅在大掃。
He knew that Saul was in Tarsus.
所以他就去大掃找掃羅。
So he went to Tarsus to look for Saul.
提拔這個的掃羅。
And raise him up.
叫這個巴拿巴的領導層能夠來到去增添。
So increasing the leadership.The leadership team of Barnabas.
我相信巴拿巴的年紀是比掃羅稍微大一點
的。 I believe that Barnabas is a bit older than Saul.
當時掃羅缺乏經驗。
Back then, Saul lacked experience.
甚至受到這個教會的懷疑。
And even he was suspected from the, he received skepticism from the church.
不讓他參與這個事工。
They didn't let him get involved in ministry.
因為過往他是逼迫教會的人。
Because he persecuted the church in the past.
今天教會真的很需要好像巴拿巴這些人，有更多好像巴拿巴的人去提攜年輕的一代。
Today in our church, we need more people like Barnabas to raise up the youth.
當教會越來越中年化的時候，新的一代要起來。
As the church becomes more and more middle-aged, we need to raise up the young people.
求神繼續來到幫助。
May God help us.
眾恩堂能夠在未來的日子裡面看到新的一代不斷的起來。
In the future years, may God let us see how the young generation rise up to God's call.
更多中年的巴拿巴起來，來到提攜年輕的掃羅。
And more middle-aged Barnabas raising up young people like Saul.
跟住第六方面。
The sixth direction.
十一章第二十六节嗰度讲。
Chapter 11, verse 26, it says.
门徒称为基督徒系从安提亚开始嘅。
The disciples were first called Christians in Antioch.
即係換句話講，依度依一班嘅弟兄姊妹，佢哋有好嘅名聲。
That means the brothers and sisters had a good reputation.
好嘅名聲好重要。
A good reputation is important.
眾恩堂喺過往，特別喺黃牧師嘅帶領底下，喺溫哥華嘅教會當中有一個好好嘅名聲。
Pacific Grace had a good reputation, especially under Reverend Wong.
求神繼續嘅嚟到幫助我哋，能夠有依一種好嘅名聲，冇紛爭，冇結黨嘅。
Pray that God will help us to continue this good reputation. There's no dissension among us.
強調直堂嘅。
With an emphasis on mission.
有一次咧，收到有一位嘅姊妹一個嘅電郵。
Once I received an email from a sister.
都幾個月前㗎啦。
It was a few months ago.
講到咧係有一位嘅電視嘅藝員咧，最近信咗主。
Talking about a TV artist believing in Christ.
然後咧就係話咧點解佢信主咧
？So why did he come to Christ？
亦佢認識咧另外咧一啲嘅基督徒嘅藝員，嗰啲藝員咧有好嘅見證，所以咧令到佢信主。
So she said how the Christian witness among her led her to Christ。
當我睇到呢啲嘅藝員嘅時候，啊，我成日都為佢哋嚟到祈禱，願意佢哋真係能夠喺神嘅面前有好嘅見證。
They were also performing artists, and I pray that they will have this good witness.
求神幫助我哋，我哋係唔係藝員都好，我哋能夠有好嘅見證。
May God help us to have a good witness.
然後跟住求神繼續嘅嚟到幫助眾恩堂嘅弟兄姊妹，能夠喺奉獻繼續嘅嚟到努力。
Also, I pray that God will help us in helping others in our offering and giving.
喺度咧係有一位嘅先知起嚟。
So here it mentioned a prophet rose up.
然後咧就係預言到咧天下將有大饑荒。
And prophesied that there would be a great famine over all the world.
又因著咁嘅緣故咧，安提柯教會嘅弟兄姊妹咧就回應呢樣嘢。
And the church in Antioch responded to this.
有一個需要嘅時候就即刻回應。
When there's a need, they respond.
每年咧，建道神學院咧都係會有一啲嘅籌款嘅嘅晚會嘅。
Every year, Alliance Bible Seminary has a fundraising dinner. Yeah.
舊年我哋嘅籌款嘅目標咧係2000万。
Last year, our fundraising goal was $20 million Hong Kong dollars.
有一位弟兄咧，就係奉獻一筆咧幾可觀嘅數目。
One brother offered a rather sizable amount.
有位姊妹咧，亦都奉獻一筆錢作為一個基金嚟到支持中國教會嘅培訓嘅事工。
Also, a sister gave to set up a fund to support the work in China.
不過我哋鼓勵一樣嘢，鼓勵啲弟兄姊妹咧就係奉獻保單。
But we encourage brothers and sisters to offer their insurance policy.
當我哋年紀漸漸大嘅時候，可能我哋嘅兒女亦都自立啦，未必需要咧，即係我哋咧嚟到去好似以前咁樣考慮我哋嘅保險係要俾佢哋。
So as we get older, then and our children became independent, then maybe they don't need the insurance policy for them.
所以我哋鼓勵弟兄姊妹考慮將到佢哋嘅保單嗰個嘅受益人，除咗俾一啲有需要嘅佢哋嘅後代之外，考慮亦都俾即係一個教會或者建道神學院。
So we encourage them. Not just to leave their insurance policy to their descendants, but also to churches that need the money or Alliance Bible Seminary.
弟兄姊妹，今日教會仍然嘅需要你哋嘅奉獻。
Brothers and sisters, the church still needs your offering.
求神俾我哋有一啲嘅創新嘅方法，點樣嘅嚟到繼續支持教會。
May God help us to have innovative approaches to support the church.
使徒行传第十三章第一节至到第二节。
So, in Acts 13 verses 1 and 2,
嗰度讲到一班嘅喺安提阿嘅弟兄姊妹，当佢哋安静祷告嘅时候，听到圣灵嘅声音。
So while the brothers and sisters were praying in peace, they heard the voice of the Spirit.
佢哋开始咗教会唔系好耐啫。
They didn't start the church for a very long time.
但係佢哋願意咧，係聽聖靈嘅聲音，甚至差派啲人咧出去嚟到傳福音，做差傳嘅工作。
But they are willing to follow the voice of the Holy Spirit and send out people among them to do the work of the gospel.
今日我哋願唔願意咧，即係踏出去，行出去，我哋咧睇下我哋人生喺前邊嘅日子有啲咩嘢更可以嚟到奉獻俾神。
So today, should we also look back in our lives and see what we can offer to for future?
另外一位同學嘅見證。
Another testimony from a student.
佢正在考慮咧，即係咪應該咧，即係讀神學。
He was thinking whether to study theology.
佢就嚟到見到神學院咧，參加一個咧，即係奉獻營。
He came to a dedication camp in Alliance Bible Seminary.
佢落到去咧，依一個沙灘嗰度嚟到去，即係有一個靈修嘅時間。
He went down to the beach to have devotions with God.
佢揸住嗰本靈修手冊，聽住海浪嘅聲音。
He was holding on, looking at a devotions booklet.
佢揭開嗰本靈，佢揭開嗰本靈修手冊。
He opened the devotion booklet.
然後咧，啱啱咧嗰本靈修手冊裏邊咧講到即係海浪嘅。
And turns out, it mentioned about the sea, the waves.
佢又點講咧？佢話有啲人喺徘徊喺岸邊，只係嬉戲。
So, the booklet says, some people just wander around the shore, just playing.
有啲人喺淺水，唔敢向前行。
Some people just stayed in shallow waters.
有啲人聽到耶穌嘅聲音，將船開到水深之處啦。
Some heard the voice of Jesus and moved their boat to deep waters.
因為海最美麗嘅地方就係深海之處。
Because the most beautiful part of the sea is on the deep waters.
因為喺嗰度你可以睇到美麗嘅景色。
You see beautiful scenery.
但係依位姊妹嘅回應就話：神，我唔識游水喎，唔識潛水喎，點樣去啊
？But this sister replied, was thinking, I don't know how to swim or dive, so how can I go？
但佢好似話，彷彿聽到耶穌嘅聲音對佢講：你跟住我啦，我帶你去到美麗嘅地方。
But she seemed to have heard the voice of Jesus saying to her, follow me, I will bring you to a beautiful place.
美麗嗰個美字啊，中文點樣寫咧
？So how do we write the word beautiful in Chinese？
羊為大係咪啊
？There's a sheep on s and a sheep on the top. It says big.
神嘅羔羊為大。
The Lamb of God is great.
我哋係咪願意跟隨神開到去水深之處，喺生命嘅深處嚟到體會神嘅榮美咧？
So are we willing to follow God to deep waters to see all His glory?
安提柯教會嘅弟兄姊妹，雖然佢哋信主嘅日子唔長。
So even though the brothers and sisters in Antioch didn't have many years in the Lord.
喺教會嘅時間一定冇三十年咁耐。
There was of course there were less than 30 years.
但係佢哋願意聽聖靈嘅聲音。
But they were willing to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit.
So the
Spirit sent them. So they have their own missionaries.
最後,
last,
整個嘅世界亦都因為依啲嘅宣教士得到好大嘅影響。
So eventually, the whole world is impacted greatly by these missionaries.
最近我聽到一個對我嚟講都好有意思嘅見證。
Recently I heard another testimony which was very meaningful to me.
一位八十幾歲嘅老人家。
And senior who is in his 80s.
佢話：我喺劍道神學院讀書嘅時候，一位好尊敬嘅師長，亦都咧係曾經嚟過眾恩堂咧，係主領差傳年會嘅一位牧者。
He was a senior very respected by me and also a pastor who came to Pacific Grace to preach
in the missionary convention.
Oh, preach in our missions conference.
係梁德仁牧師。
Reverend Leung.
Andrew Leung. 佢喺五十年代咧就喺劍道畢業。
He graduated from Alliance Bible Seminary in the 1950s.
然後咧喺越南做宣教士。
He was a missionary in Vietnam.
嗰陣時已經有戰亂啦，但係佢仍然要去。
Back then there was the war in Vietnam, but he still went.
後嚟佢翻返到香港喺劍道教書。
And then he went back to Alliance Bible Seminary to teach.
佢太太係潘瓊芳女士，亦都係咧潘兆恆牧師嘅家姐。
His wife was Phun Kinh Phong, and also the sister of Reverend David Phun.
患癌症離開世界。
She left the world due to cancer.
之後佢帶住四個仔去到美國嘅紐約宣道會侍奉一段時間。
So Reverend Leung brought his four children to New York to serve.
65歲退休。
He retired at 65.
佢個仔接手佢個工作。
His son took on his work.
但係佢退而不休。
But he was retired, but he didn't stop there.
喺世界唔同嘅工場，包括巴拿馬啦、委內瑞拉啦、蘇里南啦，建立教會同埋神學院。
So he built churches and seminaries in Panama, in
Suriname.
In Suriname.
佢個仔咧，今年咧係翻嚟劍道咧，係進修。
His son comes back to Alliance Bible Seminary to study.
有一次咧，佢同我哋分享。
So he shared with us one day.
佢話佢爸爸已經八十幾歲啦。
He said his father is in his 80s.
仍然留喺依一個巴拿馬。
He still stayed in Panama.
巴拿馬無論喺天氣啦、醫療啦、治安啦、居住環境咧，都一定冇依一個紐約咁好。
So Panama was inferior in the living conditions and security in all very many aspects compared to New York.
咁佢就問爸爸：爸爸點解你唔翻嚟紐約同四個仔同埋啲孫一齊咧
？So he asked, why didn't he come back to New York to spend time with his son and his grandchildren?
過啲比較安定甚至舒服啲嘅生活啦。
To live some comfortable and more stable lives.
但佢爸爸點樣答咧
？But what did his father reply?
依位八十幾歲嘅老人家點樣答咧
？This senior in his 80s, how did he reply?
佢話退休啦喎我。
He says, I'm retired now.
退休唔係應該做自己中意做嘅事咩
？Shouldn't I do what I love to do?
我而家係做緊自己最中意做嘅事。
Right now, I'm doing what I love to do most.
我相信含兒弄孫佢都中意嘅。不過比起侍奉神，比起叫人得福音，比起叫教會擴展，比起不斷嘅嚟到叫人成長，嗰個係令佢更加開心嘅事。
So I believe he loves to spend time with his children, but even more so that he loves to spend time serving the Lord and building churches and doing all this great missionary work.
弟兄姊妹，喺未來嘅依三十年嘅裏邊，如果主耶穌基督未翻嚟
，So brothers and sisters, in the coming 30 years, if Jesus hasn't come back yet,
你係咪願意喺眾恩堂嚟到做一啲真係神希望你做嘅事咧？
Are you willing to do what God really wants you to do?
我哋低頭嚟祈禱。
Let's pray.